Boston Cream.
Get higher, so we can't get enough.
a beer.
Thank you.
Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Passenger Tell me. Take a ride past midnight to the edge of life. Demon in the darkness has a subtle bite. Bones start to boiling, dreams they run cold. Method turn to madness, your ticket will explode. Kiss the golden phoenix, ride that Valkyrie. You were just a plaything, nothing more to me. Never gonna co-sign your insanity. Don't know why it should be a god. Darkness.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Just see those sleigh bells jingling, ring, tingle, tingling too. This is Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Free Forum and Educational Radio.
One child lives in a beautiful house on a hill that overlooks all of the city. He finished his dinner and went off to bed while a vision of a family danced in his head. Down a big empty hall to a cold empty room, he glanced at his bed but he just couldn't sleep. He went to his window and saw a bright star. It makes you feel connected wherever you are. Another child lives in a tiny apartment by a boarded up building on a cold city block. His overworked mother and his sick younger brother were both fast asleep on this cruel Christmas Eve. So what more could you need than everything? He slipped on his slippers and slipped down the hallway. He opened the window and saw the same star. That you are connected, whoever you are. Could not bring it down.
this amazing city never appeared on any map. A hidden community sealed off from the outside world.